action as Chris Duarte and the Ducks battle Oscar Da Silva and the Cardinal. Oregon Stanford from the farm in Palo Alto. If it's college basketball, it's right here.
That's NCAA college basketball Thursday night at 7:45 right here on ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Grace pulls it out of there, gives to Ralph Tennessee, pushes it up the floor, drive all the way to the hole, puts it up in there.
The cream and crimson are equipped and eager to hit the hardwood.
Down inside, kicks out to Durham, he fires a three. Yeah!
For another great season of Hoosier basketball.
Drives it into track.
Catch Hoosier hysteria right here every game on the IU Sports Network.
Tune in for Indiana basketball here on ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
At Pachettos.com.
Bye.
As we wrap up this evening, we remind everyone that tonight's show can be seen on the IU Basketball Facebook page later in the week. This program brought to you by CommunityCars.com. Visit CommunityCars.com to shop for over 800 vehicles all in one place. CommunityCars.com, purchase in minutes, not hours. A special thanks, as always, to our on-site engineer and producer, Jake Robinson, and to our Learfield studio technician, Teal Puerto. Don't forget to join us on Wednesday when Indiana will take on Michigan State. I apologize. We'll take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. That ball game will get underway at 7 p.m. with a pregame show. 8 o'clock is tip time. And then, of course, Saturday, it's Indiana and Michigan at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Hope you'll join us.
On the CareSource Radio Network, this has been Inside IU Basketball with Coach Miller, presented by CommunityCars.com. Shop over 800 vehicles all in one place. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the CareSource Radio Network.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref. ESPN 97.7 The Ref presents Stan Gerard on Basketball, a weekly inside look into the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball program, featuring comments from the coach and a member of this year's USI team. Stan Gerard on Basketball is being brought to you by Tironi's, Allstott Office City, Banterra Bank, and by Martin Woodruff, State Farm Insurance Agency. Now with USI head coach Stan Gerard, here's the host of the show, ESPN's Dan Agurski.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Stan Gerard on Basketball here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref with you until 8 o'clock tonight, and it's another one of our virtual meetings. As I'm at home, and our guests tonight, we're happy to have with us among the guests the two assistant head coaches for USI this year, John Spruance and John Aldridge. Coach Spruance will join us here in the first 30 minutes, and then we'll hear from Coach Aldridge coming up in the second 30 minutes. John, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there. I'm also at home, so I can't complain.
All right. Well, you know, I probably wouldn't do a whole lot of good anyway. I mean, what we're going through, what everybody's going through, I mean, you really can't control much of it at all, John. But obviously, this basketball team now, a week ago today, a very tough game with Truman State. And Truman State got out with a 3-point win. And then during the course of the game, I mean, boy, you just, you know, you think you've seen it all. And during the course of that game, you know, halfway through the first 20-minute period, you know, John Mark Hall and, you know, Lauren Helion, the trainer, are on the court talking with both Stan and the officials and the coach from Truman State. And you just knew at that point that, okay, this can't be good. And then we find out after the ball game that Drury had three players that tested positive earlier in the day. They called, the game went on, and Truman State got the win. But, boy, how just strange was that to be playing in a game, and then all of a sudden, I mean, if it wasn't for Truman's coach to say, you know what, hey, let's just suspend it right here. But to his credit, they elected to play, and you guys got the game in. But, boy, that was just a weird circumstances, set of circumstances last Monday during that game.
It's crazy because, you know, and more credit to the players than anything, right? Because we're obviously in that timeout. I think it was immediate timeout, maybe the under 12. And, you know, we're trying to figure out the adjustment of what we need to be doing within the game. And all of a sudden, you know, you look back and Stan's not in the huddle. And you're looking back and John Mark's on the floor and Laura's on the floor. And you're just looking and you're going, no, there's no way, right? There's no way that this can be happening right now. And, you know, credit for the guys for staying in there and, you know, a little bit of head off, obviously, to Truman, knowing the risks of everything that would go on. But proud of the guys for staying in it. You know, I mean, I think that's been kind of this year in general, is just proud of the guys and a little bit of fight that they have, and knowing that at any given moment things can change with the drop of a hat. And the guys have taken it every time, have handled the adversity of the situation, and extremely proud of them for that. And yeah, I mean, it was a tough game, and you know, Truman obviously came out on top. I think, you know, a couple plays down the stretch late, but you know, more to that kind of COVID conversation, proud of the guys for being able to handle the situation, the adversity that came across at that moment.
You know, John, and the thing of it is, too, I mean, when you guys took the job, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute, you know, Stan gets hired in April, and he's putting the coaching staff together. And, you know, at that time, I mean, it's just all Zoom meetings. And, boy, I know, you know, just being around you guys this season, you and Coach Aldridge, but I've been around Kevin for quite a few years now. But, you know, I know how close you guys are with these players. And for you guys not to have that opportunity to have one-on-one in-person meetings with this team to work these guys out in the summertime, it really puts you back. And then, you know, right before the seasons get started, you know, obviously there's, you know, the team goes into quarantine. You get started late, 1st of November, and, you know, three different times since the start of the season, this team has had to go into quarantine, and twice because of opponents that you played, you know, the previous weekend. Right. And it's just a testament to these kids. I mean, I've been around these players now all year long and just so impressed with them. Their demeanor, not only on the court, but, you know, on the road, in hotels and everything else. And for everything that they've been through, you just think to yourself, when will there come a day when these kids will say, you know what, we've just had enough. You know, we're just done with this.
Right. And, I mean, like you said, Dan, it's a credit to the guys. And I think this is probably the hardest year for a new coaching staff, a new system to kind of be implemented, right? I think, which is probably why, you know, the coaches did the right thing in picking Truman to win, because, you know, they really only did lose Broderick. They brought back a ton. And Jeff runs a great system. He runs great plays. He's got great players, and it's a senior-led team now, right? And those guys knew the system coming into this year. And with us, you know, we didn't have the summer, right? It was a flyby. We recruited seven new guys. We brought the guys in. We didn't have any summer. Those guys weren't in the weight room. They weren't doing open gyms together, you know, as a group and developing that camaraderie. And then, let alone, they're not experiencing me, Stan, Aldi, even putting Kevin into the new mix of what it is, because usually we're over at Stan's house. We're having barbecues. We're having team functions. We're doing all that stuff. Well, we don't get to do any of that, right, with COVID. And then fast forward to preseason, we had, I think, one or two shutdowns during the preseason, which cuts down into time of us trying to implement playbook, implement our system. I mean, it's been a whirlwind. I mean, it really has. And like you said, it's a credit to these guys that, you know, I think every week that we get to play, I think we're better than the week before. Yeah. You know, because we're getting into that rhythm of playing and understanding, you know, like I said, we brought in seven new guys, and we got two new guys that are in the starting lineup, and they're all getting used to playing, and Chance has been in the starting lineup, and Clayton's been at the three, and now we've moved into the four. I mean, we've been on a roller coaster ride of inconsistency from a whole lot of stuff, you know, so it's a credit to the guys where I think every time we get to play, I think we play better than we did the game before. We're just obviously searching for the consistency and being able to play as many games as we can.
Well, and that was the thing too, John. I mean, going into that Truman game, I mean, you know, seven straight wins, and, you know, just kind of the way that you did it, a lot of those wins, I mean, it was different factors that came into play. I mean, some games, you know, you had a nice lead, and then the team got it within a single possession. You found a way to win. Other times, you know, you're down 8 to 10 points in the first half. You're trailing in the second half, and somebody, you know, sparks a run offensively, and you guys are able to come back and win. And obviously, going into that Truman State game a week ago today, I mean, again, seven-game win streak, playing your best basketball, and it was a situation where, yeah, two or three different plays coming down the stretch, the difference in that contest. But I think the bigger disappointment certainly was in that locker room after that game when Stan said, hey, there's a chance that we may be shut down again because of what happened with the jury players.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, not to harp too much on, you know, me and Stan's past experience, but this team is a lot like our team last year at Indianapolis, where on any given night, you're not sure who's going to be that guy. How do you stop, you know, this player, right? And I think it speaks credit to this team of, I mean, Josh has been absolutely phenomenal. He's been absolutely phenomenal, but he ended up being a little bit of a decoy in a couple games because teams were doubling him so hard. But we're still saying, okay, Josh is a decoy, but he's still scoring 17, 18 points per game, and he's doubling, and they're kicking out, and he's making great reads and making great plays. But, like, any given night, right? I mean, you look at our stats. I mean, Tyler Henry's been in double digits. He's been playing better. Clayton has been playing better with a new expanded role. Jelani has been, you know, steady and improving. Mateo has seen more freedom, obviously, and Josh has seen his game go to a whole nother level. And then you throw in Tyler Dancy, who I thought had been great in the past 2 days. Chance has really bought into this role coming off the bench. And then, you know, kind of the unsung guys that are even lower than that. I mean, Elijah and Keegan, the experience that they get. Mike has been a kind of a staple of coming into games and providing us, you know, a little bit of a lift when we need it, when we're feeling a little bad. And I even think Glenn has been great when he's been healthy for us. You know, so, I mean, it's a total team thing, right? And, you know, we say it's a family all the time. And I think on any given night, yeah, I think Josh and Cheese and Clayton are kind of those guys. But, you know, Tyler can go for 20. Jelani has gone for 20. You know, those freshmen are getting invaluable experience off the bench. So I think it's a total team effort in what we're trying to do. And it does remind us of those teams that obviously we were familiar with where we were. You know, but I think when it comes down to the Truman game, Dan, I honestly think that it comes down to they have players that have been in that system for longer, you know, and you look at the end of that game, what did they do? They did single high ball screen for, you know, arguably the best player, Turner Scott, and put the ball in his hands, and he made plays down the stretch. You know, that's not to say we didn't have chances. Obviously, Mateo gets great look at the end of the game. I'd say 9 out of 10 times he's going to make that play and make that layup, and we're going into overtime and, you know, living to play another day. But, you know, the ball bounced a little different. Obviously, the basketball gods blessed us against Drury with that 1-point win. But, you know, I think moving forward, the more familiar these guys get with the system, the more familiar they get with what we're trying to implement. You know, and it is, it's culture, it's plays, it's everything, you know, it's a total reset of what these guys are used to, and they've handled it, and they stepped up to the plate. But I think at the end of the Truman game, I think those are just seasoned guys within that system, and that's why, you know, they kind of came out on top. They made more plays at the end of the game than we did.
All right, so John, what's the last week been like for this team? I mean, it's just as far as Zoom and everything else, because again, the team went into quarantine after the situation with regard to the three jury players, and so just as far as being around the leaders of this team, you know, Price, Mateo, Clayton, you know, Tyler Dancy, some of these guys, what's it been like over the last 4 to 5 days? Hoping that this quarantine ends sometime later this week and you guys could possibly get back out on the floor by this weekend.
For sure. I mean, I think the senior leadership, you know, and even including the guy like, you know, Jacob Plakovich, who has obviously been around, you know, Stan and I and Aldi when we were at Indianapolis. I mean, JP's great, you know, in his leadership role, and, you know, he knows what is expected and the things to do. But I think the biggest thing is keeping these guys, the players, on course with what we're trying to do. All the goals that we set at the beginning of the season are still right there, right? I mean, yeah, regular season, GOVC, that's kind of muddied, right, because there's other conferences, other divisions, I should say. Obviously, Truman is going to be the outright winner You know, but we're going to win the East, which is awesome. You know, we're going to be in a good position to win the GOVC Conference Championship. And then even looking forward, all of these games are going to be in Evansville, which is unbelievable, right? The Midwest region is going to be in Evansville. We're hoping that there's going to be fans that are allowed there, which is going to be a tremendous home court advantage, regardless of what our seed is. So all of those things are still on the table, and so it's a tough situation of, yeah, we're disappointed that we're not playing, but all of those things, all of those goals are still attainable moving forward. It's just how we handle this situation, right? It's another bump in that road of all the adversity that we've been thrown this year. I still think, and I still believe, you know, I think you ask anybody in the conference, it's really hard to beat a team three times. So we hope that we see Truman again and we can play a little bit better. You know, we didn't get a chance to play UMSL, so we're looking forward to possibly seeing them. But everything is in front of us, Dan, and I think that's the biggest thing, is trying to keep these guys focused on the end goal of what the situation is, right? We can feel a little upset, you know, on Tuesday and Wednesday when we get the news, we're in quarantine and we've tested, and all of the things that we want to accomplish are still right there. And we have a better opportunity than most because all those games are in Evansville. So I think it's a lot of, you know, not really motivation, but just telling them, hey, there's light at the end of this tunnel. And all of these things that we talked about, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago when we first got together, those are all on the table of things that we can still accomplish. We just need to get through this little bump. And if we can get through it and come together, we'll be all right moving forward.
That's a very resilient bunch, that's for sure. All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of Stan Jordan on Basketball, visiting with assistant coach John Spruance. We'll be right back on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref. It's not just a home or a car, it's the 6 months you save for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for the basketball season and the overtime you work for that third car so your teen can drive himself to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Martin Woodruff sees your home and car as things you work really hard for. Martin understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection that they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville for your home and auto insurance today.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys make a noise.
At Taroni,
ain't nothing but a pizza party.
At Taroni,
Vinny and the Main Street Boys are calling.
Made fresh right here, the best pizza and beer.
So follow us down the Pizza Break Road.
All right.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys are making noise.
All right.
Pizza party at Taroni's.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back. Stan Jordan Basketball on this Monday night, a virtual meeting, and a pleasure to have the two assistant head coaches. John Aldridge will be joining us here in about 10 or 15 minutes. John Spruance with us now during this first segment. Well, John, just talk a little bit. Obviously, you've been around the Great Lakes Valley Conference for a while, kind of began up in Lewis with Coach Trost and then with Stan in Indianapolis, and obviously had a great team last year. Number one in the Midwest region, was, you know, set to host the NCAA tournament when everything kind of got shut down. But what was it like just when Stan, you know, he was offered the job, he accepted it, and then kind of talk with you about coming with him to Evansville.
For sure. I mean, I think, I mean, first and foremost, you know, obviously I've worked for great guys, and, you know, I think it's easy for guys to get in this call and say, hey, I work for the best guy. But, you know, Stan is absolutely everything you want in a boss, and it was a pretty easy conversation. First and foremost, Stan wanted me to go after the head coaching job at the University of Indianapolis. You know, he kind of knows where I've been. He's seen what I've done recruiting everywhere I've been, and, you know, obviously through all of that was fortunate enough to be named a top 50 most influential, impactful assistant coaches, you know, in D2, which is awesome. You know, and obviously he knows the end goal for me is wanting to be a head coach. But, you know, when I put everything out on the table and really looked at, you know, private versus public and where the University of Indianapolis was going versus where I think, you know, we're going at the University of Southern Indiana, it really wasn't up for much comparison other than the pro being I get to run my own program. You know, I'm very fortunate enough to have a great trust level with Stan, and he kind of lets me recruit and handle defense and chime in on offense. And we're kind of a little bit of yin to yang, if you will, where, you know, I think I tell it to him like it is, and he'll shut me down when I'm out of line. But it was a really easy transition. I mean, I think switching when I went from Lewis to Indy was terrifying because I'd worked for Trost for 5 years, and you know, you work for a guy for that long, you're in with, you know, the ebbs and the flows of what that program needs, and now you jump to another boss and you're not sure what he needs and where you fit in. And that first year was obviously an adjustment, you know, but I kept my head down and worked and recruited, and Stan's an easy guy to work for, plain and simple. And I think when this opportunity came up, I for sure pursued the University of Indianapolis and being head coach there. Obviously didn't get it. But like I said, I think this is a once in a lifetime place. I know the history. Obviously I know Stan's pedigree of playing here. He's plastered all over the walls, and I'll never forget when we came down, and I've told you before, Dan, when we came down for the NABC Division II All-Star game, and, you know, we walked through the new facility, and I saw how Stan was, you know, within the community, and, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable place and unbelievable facility, and I really believe that, and I'm not just saying this, I really believe that we will get back to that level of where Bruce was and where Rodney was, and we want to be in Final Fours. We want to be in national championships. We don't want to be middle of the pack. We want to be nationally ranked, and that's what we're working to be. So it was really an easy decision when he said, hey, apply for the University of Indianapolis head coaching job, but if you don't get it, you can come down here with me. And it was like, oh, okay, you're right, easy said and done.
Well, and, you know, again, you, with your experience in the Great Lakes Valley Conference, and, I mean, you look at Lewis and, you know, you can go in there. I mean, certainly the facility, you know, the gym there, but, I mean, you can kind of promote, all right, we're 45 minutes from Chicago, kind of a big city. You go to Indianapolis and you know, you're in the capital city of Indianapolis or of Indiana. And, you know, again, you talked about, you know, private versus the public institution. And then, you know, you see the facility at USI, and obviously you walk in there and you're just kind of mesmerized by everything. And so, John, in all of your recruiting trails, I mean, recruiting college basketball athletes today, I mean, when you're going into high schools, when you're going into junior colleges, how has the message changed over the years with this group of athletes today? I mean, back in the day, it was, you know, okay, you can come here, you can get a great education, you can play some basketball, but then now, there's a lot of other factors that go into recruiting, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing probably of modern athlete is, you know, probably getting the Pell Grant, whether you can qualify for that federal grant. You know, and majority of private schools don't allow you to keep that. They're going to take that off your bottom line. You know, but now at a public institution like what we have, you get to keep that. But I think at the end of the day, Dan, it really boils down to, and Stan and I try to stress it every day. Every day is it's a family, you know. And when you join, whether it was me at Indy or now us down here, or even with Trost at Lewis, I mean, you are joining this family, you know, this brotherhood of guys. And I think even you've talked to Stan enough, Dan, and he still talks about all of his teammates. And when we came down here for the game last year, you know, all those guys were in the hotel and hanging out and telling stories. And that's what it's about more than anything. Yeah, it helps that our facility looks the way that it does, without a doubt, right? Without a doubt. But yep. If you surround good people with other good people, it's gonna make it a great experience for everybody, right? Where something now Stan is, right, the team he was done in 96. Not to date Stan if he's listening, he's probably gonna be mad, but you know, you're still talking about something that went down in 1996, and you're still best friends with all these guys. That's an experience that's bigger than basketball. Now, did basketball bring all those guys together? 100%. But that experience that Bruce put all those guys in, that's what it's about. That's the family. And, yeah, along the way, yeah, you're going to get a tremendous education. If you don't want to get an education, then playing for Stan is not what it is, because our first priority is you getting the degree, because that ball is going to stop bouncing. The second priority is, can you fit in with this family, right? And is your family comfortable? And that's why this year's probably been the hardest for us, Dan, with recruiting, because we haven't gotten on-campus visits. We haven't gotten families down here to experience the coaching staff, the players, all of that. It's totally different, right? It's all virtual. So, right, all these coaches can sit on Zoom meetings and say, oh, like, you're going to be great down here. It's going to be a good time. But, I mean, that's what half of it is, right, is it's a sales job a little bit. But, like, when you can seriously put forth and sit down at a table with a family, sit down at dinner with a recruit, their family, a player from the university, and say, this is us, this is who we are. And I don't think there's anybody realer, you know, in the coaching industry than Stan, because he's lived the D2 lifestyle, obviously, right? Super successful,
yep.
Two-time National Player of the Year, right? He's lived it. He's done it. So he has more of an experience than most coaches at our level, because he's done it, you know? And then you put forth, Kevin has done it. Kevin has played here, right? Aldi, poor guy, he's probably listening right now, was cut from Stan, but that moved him into coaching when he was at the University of Indianapolis, and that moved him to start coaching high school basketball. You know, and then myself, obviously, it's more about the fit and the need, and we're so lax, Stan, on there's so many coaches in this business that are like, well, if you don't commit by this date, you know, we're not going to talk to you anymore. And it's like, what are we doing, right? This is the biggest decision that a kid has to make in his life, right? This sets him up for everything. Forgo anything pro basketball-wise. This decision that this kid has to make is the most important decision he has to make in his young life. And so who are we to say, hey, man, this is when you have to do it, this is what you need to do? No, right? We're going to give you, we're going to, whether it's Zoom or you're on campus, we're going to give you the best view of everything that we have. Right? You're going to see academics. Absolutely. You're going to see the facilities. Hopefully you get to meet our guys. You're going to be out with the coaches, parents, you're going to be around us, and you're going to see how our program operates. And then hopefully we provide you enough information for you to make an informed decision down the road. And hopefully it works out for us, but you know what? If a kid makes an informed decision that he thinks is better for him, then who are we to say, hey, you've made a mistake? Because I don't think that there is mistakes. I mean, you've made an informed decision. You can go and do that. And case in point, Dan, I recruited Jelani Simmons when I was at Lewis University. He played for all Ohio, recruited him. His dad was a coach at Beechcroft, recruited him, started getting a ton of D1 offers. Okay. Jelani goes to D1, has his experience, whatever the case may be, isn't enjoying it very much. Jelani comes in the transfer portal. All right, well, that's a guy that I've had a pre-existing relationship with. Now, if I just would have told him, when he committed to Youngstown that he was making the worst decision of his life. Do you think that that kid would talk to me? No. You'd be supportive. Hey, man, because that's actually genuinely how we feel. Hey, you got to do what's best for you at the end of the day, right? All we can do is lay it out there for you in the best case scenario, and if you choose to do something else, you have fans for life. Right, because we invest so much time in these kids and the families. Like, I still find myself, we had a kid, Frankie Davidson, played at Blackhawk Christian last year. When we left University of Indianapolis, he transferred to Grace. I still look at Grace box scores every day when they play because I like the kid. I love his family. The kid is going to do great things in life, but that's what it is. That's the struggle of recruiting is you don't bat a thousand. Right? You don't. You aim high and hopefully that the connection that you have with kids and families is really good. And like I said, Dan, Stan is an easy sell of a person because he's so genuine in who he is and what he presents and obviously the accomplishments that he had. It's super easy for us as assistants. I'm sure Aldi will tell you the same thing. We can bring kids, get them on campus and Stan is great. He's tremendous in what he can present to kids. So I think, you know, hopefully we can get out of this COVID year and get more kids on campus. But we've been very successful in our minds recruiting this year. We've done pretty good.
Well, your brother have, and obviously the kids that you brought in, these young men that are on this year's team, and then obviously the ones that will follow. The young man from Downers Grove up there near Chicago, and then of course last week with the local product that'll be joining your program as well. And so this is certainly a team and a program right now that you know, you guys know where you want to go, and it's not going to take that long to get there. But hopefully by next week you guys are back on that floor and hosting a Great Lakes Valley Conference postseason tournament game. And you know, the month of March certainly is going to be, I would think, very, very exciting for this basketball program. And it's good. It's been my pleasure to have a chance to get to know you, John, and Aldridge obviously coming up here in just a few minutes. But it's been great so far, and let's keep this thing going.
That's the plan, man. We're all gas, no brakes, as we like to say with the guys. We're just looking forward to, you know, any opportunity that we have to play. I think the guys have really, you know, figured out that at any moment this year, it can be taken away from us. So we're all gas, no brakes, and we're not looking backwards, just forwards. And hopefully we can get the Ford Center rocking if they're going to allow fans, and we'll be in the NCAA tournament, and you guys can come out and support us.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks so much. We'll see you soon. All right, that's John Spruance joining us here in the first half of this edition of San Gerardo Basketball. One of the other assistants, John Aldridge, he'll be joining us when we come back on this Monday here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Martin Woodruff at Evansville help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Martin handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else, and more money too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville today and get to a better state with State Farm.
And the Main Street Boys making noise.
At Taroni's,
ain't nothing but a pizza party.
At Taroni's. calling. Make Fresh Right Here the best pizza and beer. So follow us down the Pizza Break Road. All right. Vinny and the Main Street Boys are making noise. All right. Pizza party at Taroni's.
All right, welcome back to this edition of Stan Gerard on Basketball here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref, a virtual meeting tonight, and it's our pleasure now to have with us for the second half of the show one of the other members of this year's staff for Coach Gerard, John Aldridge. John, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dan. Appreciate you having me on.
No, thank you for a few minutes of your time as well. And obviously just talked to Coach Spruance and, you know, tough time right now for this basketball team. Third time since the season started, about the fourth or fifth time that it's been interrupted due to this pandemic. And so just, John, kind of your thoughts right now, you know, a seven-game win streak snapped by Truman a week ago today, but sitting 11-4 and now kind of in a wait-and-see attitude. What's it been like maybe just in the communication that you've had with these players over the last 4 to 5 days?
Yeah, I mean, the last four to five days obviously has been rough for everybody. Coming off the Truman loss, it wasn't the turnout that we wanted. I give credit to the guys. I know Coach Spruance talked about it as well, but just that interruption in the first half of, you know, nobody really knew what was going on and the situation and the guys that stay locked in the huddle, you know, there might have been 30 seconds of confusion, but they went right back to the game plan. And that's kind of how this was after the game. You know, there was about, you know, maybe 30 minutes after the game of, you know, Stan talking to us going through the scenario of what could possibly happen with quarantine. And the guys, you know, they didn't hang their head. And I give credit to them a lot. They understood, hey, you know, this is a setback, but it's not the end of the road for us. And there's still a lot of basketball left to be played. Our mission is still on the table, and we can still accomplish it. So the quarantine we've been going through, a lot of it has been academic check-ins, you know, making sure guys are still going on Zoom classes, even though they're quarantined, they still have to participate. Turning in assignments has been big, and, you know, really just making sure everybody's okay, checking on them. You know, obviously it's a mental crisis for these kids to have to be quarantined, and you know, they get to play the game they love, and then it gets taken away from them for a week or 7 days. So just checking in, calling guys, texting guys, how you doing, all right, joking with them a little bit, keeping them in good spirits and making sure they understand, like, you know, we're going to come out of this and we're going to have an opportunity to make a run, knock on wood, and, you know, don't hang your head. You know, that's been the main thing, I think, and guys have been great. They've responded. You know, everyone's picking up the phone. Everybody's talking. Everybody's doing their work in the classroom, so we can't really complain other than, you know, we can't practice or play right now.
Well, John, and obviously this team and, you know, being around Stan for a long time and knowing him, I mean, obviously going back to his playing days, but just watching him these last 12 years on the sideline at Indianapolis and just kind of the way that the players, you know, gravitate toward him. And I was going to ask John, Coach Spruance, but I'm going to ask you this because, you know, this group, this year, I mean, you know, it's tough sometimes for athletes, especially seniors. We're looking at Josh, we're looking at Clayton, we're looking at Mateo, and, you know, your senior year, and you've played for a coach, and in Mateo's case, you know, all three of his previous years, Clayton was coming back, you know, Josh was with Coach Watson for a couple of years, and then a new coach comes in and a new system, and sometimes it's really kind of hard, but it just seemed like talking to those three guys at the beginning, they were so excited that Stan was going to be the coach after Coach Watson stepped down, and the fact that they couldn't really wait to get the season started. And then it got started late because of the COVID. But these are guys that, you know, really generally from an outsider like me looking in, being around them on the road, this is a group that really does care about each other. I mean, you can talk the talk, but this team really does care about each other.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Like you said, you've seen it firsthand in hotel rooms and on the road. But from the moment that I got here and the communication I had with Stan, they obviously, him and John got here before I did. The guys were hungry, you know. I mean, The Last Dance was coming out and all of that stuff was watching, and the guys were rallying behind, like, let's do it this year. And it really started with those seniors. You know, they were the vocal leaders virtually during our Zoom calls, during our text message, group chats, FaceTimes. all of that stuff was those seniors that I think last year getting taken away from them and getting taken away from us at UIndy was really kind of lit a fire under us. And we realized, like, hey, whether, you know, we play this year or, you know, it's a limited year, it's a restricted year, quarantine or what, we have to take it for what it is. We have to, you know, really go after it. So those guys have been great. You know, obviously we come in as a staff and, you know, we change everything to them. It, you know, basketball, there's no terminology that's across the board. You know, everything could be a different name at this school versus Truman or versus anybody. So these guys really lock in to what we were trying to do. And that's all credit to them, you know, because we get frustrated as coaches, but they just kept coming every day and buying in and trying and asking questions and watching film. So for them to do that, right, and meet us kind of halfway, if not more, has been tremendous. And, you know, we just give them the tools and try to give them pointers and ideas. But you ask any of the coaches, they'll say the same thing. You know, we don't score a bucket. It's all them. So they've just been great, especially the seniors and even the young guys, of buying into the process, understanding it, learning, growing. And once you get them in the system and they learn it and figure it out, they sprout, right? They add their own twist. Mateo and Drury drawing up a play in a timeout because, you know, he saw something, and that is a credit to Stan and what he does and how he can instill leadership and empowerment within his players, because it is a player-ran team. You know, Jimmy King last year, not to talk about last year too much, but was that same type of role. And I think Mateo has gained that leadership. Josh has gained that leadership of, like, when they see something within what we do and how we can exploit the other team, they take advantage of it. And that's really the token of a championship team, is when it's a player-led team. So all the credit, you know, goes to those guys and what they've been able to do and buy in. And it's been exciting, you know, to build a relationship. Sprue talked about it at the end, you know, whether it's recruiting or taking over a program. And, you know, I've been at three or four different schools in the last couple of years. It's all about, you know, building a relationship with the players or the recruits or whoever, because, you know, whether we have them for a year or two or three, they're always going to come back, right? It's still going to be somebody we call or text or check in on. So for those guys to embrace us and us embrace them, I think it's been a great mix this year. And honestly, like, I don't want it to end, you know, when you look at this group of great young men. So it's been exciting. It's been good. And they've really done a great job.
Well, the thing of it is, too, John, is, you know, I mean, the guys that I was familiar with, you know, the last couple of years, I mean, with Mateo and Clayton and even Josh and Tyler Dancy and Glenn Rao, and, you know, these are guys that certainly have outstanding work ethics. And then you come in and this past year, with you guys having very little access to them, at least face-to-face, everything was Zoom, you know, it was a credit to them, I think, just – whatever Josh did in the off season, I mean, the strides that young man has made over the last couple of years. I mean, right now, yeah, whether or not he'll be player of the year in the Great Lakes Valley Conference certainly deserves some serious consideration for that honor. He will definitely be all conference. But, you know, just his work ethic, where his game is right now compared to a year ago. You look at Mateo, and he's been a leader on this team. I mean, when you're a sophomore and you're picked by your teammates to be a captain, I mean, that just tells you about him. And then, you know, for Clayton, I mean, the offseason and the incident that he had, you know, to put that behind him, to be a part of this team right now and asked to make a change in his position and his role for the second half of the season. You know, as a senior, you could very easily say, you know what, no, I'm not interested. I'm not buying in. But, you know, talking to him, he's already said, yeah, I want to come back next year and be a part of this because he's having so much fun. So, I mean, it starts obviously at the top. And when these younger guys, these first-year guys, you know, see how these seniors are leading this year's team, it's no wonder that this team is as close as it is.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll go in order, the same order you went with Josh, Mateo, and Clayton. You know, I think for Josh, it was a lot of one-on-one conversations with Stan and Kevin, you know, did a great job of connecting with him and talking to him early on, right, when we all were still new. But we painted the picture for Josh of, like, man, you can be so good. You know, like, when you look across the board in the league in the Midwest, in Division II, like, I don't know if there's too many guys that have his size, his skill set, his work ethic, all of the attributes that he has, right, both physically and mentally. And I think we just told him, you know, like, it's going to be even more of a player-led team than maybe it ever has been before, right? Like, you know, we strive on you give us a defense and we'll give you the offense. Well, we're not going to handcuff, you know, Josh Price, who can score at all three levels, right? Like, we just want you to play defense. And I think when they started realizing, like, hey, we're actually going to have this freedom, you know, to a point, Josh really started getting in the gym. He started taking the weight room way more seriously than from, like, the first week I saw him in there. And that's been a credit to him. You know, we have a makeshift weight room right now. It's not the prettiest thing to go into. It's cold, you know, because they're doing construction on the other side. But he's really came in there and just worked, right? And I think he's keeping it simple, which has been helping him. He sticks to what, you know, 5 to 6 really good moves that are working for him. But he has so much more in his bag that he can bring out later, you know, against better opponents like Truman and stuff like that. And then with Mateo, exactly like you said, you know, he's a guy. I actually saw Mateo play all through high school, coached against him, and he's always been that quiet leader. You know, he'll pull guys aside and say the right thing. He knows exactly what to say. He leads by example in all assets, right? In all ways of the basketball court, he's leading by example, and that's huge, especially coming from your point guard. So him and Josh, they're always in the gym. They're always bringing other guys in the gym, and them changing and becoming those type of leaders and those type of players is trickling down through our program all the way to the freshmen, right? The guys who are coming into this thing brand new, they have no idea what to expect. Those guys are really showing them. I mean, there's countless times I can say where, you know, coaches at the end of practice, we go up, you know, to meet and talk about a few things and plan for tomorrow. But Josh will have a young guy on one end. You know, Clayton might be shooting with a freshman. But Cheese or Mateo, he always has a guy that he's working with and shooting with or working on ball handling or a pull-up jumper. And those things are huge, right? I mean, the amount of it can mean a lot coming from a coach, but when it comes from that senior leader, captain, point guard, that's going to empower those young guys so much more to come and do it in the gym, because when they were freshmen, that's what the seniors were doing. So that's great for them to do that. And then Clayton, like you spoke about as well, you know, coming into it, it was not the best starter. I think the start either party would want. But he's been nothing but great since we got here. And, you know, his attitude, I don't think he's missed a class. He's going to class and turning his homework. He's doing everything he needs to do and hasn't been an attitude problem at all. You know, he's really kind of embraced the role. And now he's seen his minutes go up and starting lineup, you know, change with him in it. And I think he's really found his own confidence and it's the little things with Clayton. You know, he's a funny guy along with everybody else, but you got to kind of get a couple moments with Clayton and make him laugh a little bit before practice, because he can take it so serious and he loves his craft. But, you know, Clayton's got to play loose. He has to feel relaxed and he's really going to shine. So I think now that he's seen, okay, consistent minutes, maybe some, you know, starting here or there, I found how I can score. I found my game. He's really excelled. I think his dunk versus Truman, you know, got him a little excited. But all of those guys, and it goes all the way down the line. You know, I could speak about every guy on the team, but they're all kind of just finding their own niche and how they can help us win and buying into their role, which is huge, especially going into tournament time.
John Aldridge was joining us here, Monday edition of San Gerardo Basketball. And, you know, John, you take a look at this group, and very rarely during the course of this season has there been a full roster. There's always been, it just seems like, a couple of guys that are in their sweats because they're unavailable to play. And now, obviously, we look at the same thing these last 2 or 3 ball games with Glenn and Kashawn, and after Josh hurt the shoulder against Rockers, continue to play through that. And, you know, I think that this downtime, you know, yeah, we'd all love to be in the gym playing 2 or 3 games a week. But how has this team over the last week now, since they've been shut down, are these guys getting healthy now for this, what we hope to be a pretty long run in March?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's been limited with quarantine. It's unfortunate, you know, Josh couldn't get in to see a doctor, because he's quarantined, but, you know, he has an appointment scheduled for Wednesday. So we have all the steps lined up, right, to get our guys healthy. And really, it is another credit to them. They've been doing it in their apartments, in their houses, of okay, you know, if I'm sore, if I'm tight, you know, what am I going to do about it? Because I can't get in the training room. I can't get with the coach. So, you know, here's, you know, I'm calling guys like, hey, man, here's a yoga session or anything you can do to help loosen. And mainly it's get off your feet. You know, a lot of these teams, it goes both ways. Teams have played, you know, 15, 14, 10, 12 games in a row. practicing the whole time was, coaches, we know you have to kind of tone it down, right, as the year goes on. You can't go 2.5, 3 hours, you'll be dead, especially when you get into quick turnaround times at the tournament. So I think it's been big of, like, don't push yourself. You know what I mean? You need to rest. You need to kind of get your legs back, stretch, do what you need to do. If you got a sore muscle, figure it out. And we're here to help you or guide you in any way. I think our strength coach and Laura have done a good job, our trainer, athletic trainer, of, hey, here's some recommendations, here's some things you can do at home, little modified workouts, right? We're trying to use the tools we have, but it's no doubt that it's a different year than normal.
John Aldridge joining us. We'll take this final break. Come back on this edition of Stan Gerard of Basketball right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And the Main Street Boys making noise.
At Taroni,
ain't nothing but a pizza party.
At Taroni,
and the Main Street Boys are calling.
Made fresh right here, the best pizza and beer.
So follow us down the Pizza Break Road.
All right.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys are making noise.
All right.
Pizza party at Taroni's.
It's not just a home or a car, it's the 6 months you save for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for the basketball season and the overtime you work for that third car so your teen can drive himself to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Martin Woodruff sees your home and car as things you work really hard for. Martin understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection that they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville for your home and auto insurance today.
Mark's Mattress Outlet has been your local mattress and adjustable base leader for over 15 years. Mark's offers top name brands like C&S and Serta for up to 80% off other store sale prices. Mark's prices are so low we had to promise not to advertise the brand names. Stop in today while selection is best during our King for Your Queen sales event. Bring your truck and trailer and take home your new mattress today. Go to marksmattress.com today for a location near you.
New Sleep Natural luxury brand mattresses are only at Mark's Mattress Outlet. Sleep Natural specializes in temperature neutral and cooling foam technology. With the highest quality at the lowest price in town, check out our full-featured adjustable bases with our soothing massage feature and zero gravity. For the best sleep of your life, go to a Mark's location near you. Click on marksmattress.com for locations. That's marksmattress.com.
Mark's Mattress Outlet.
Hi, welcome back to this edition of Stan Gerard on Basketball here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref being joined by assistant coach John Aldridge. Well, John, I get to talk to Coach Spruance here in the first half. Just kind of your thoughts when Coach Gerard approached you about being part of the staff here at the University of Southern Indiana.
Man, Dan, to say I was excited is an understatement. You know, Stan is a guy, like Spru mentioned, cut me from the team way back when. I think it would have been 2013. And so little did he ever know, but he, by doing that, sparked my coaching career, you know, by ending my playing career, which is kind of funny. But and very similar situation with Spru, you know, Stan wanted me to stay at Indy. You know, he had talked to them, and pretty much lined up an assistant full-time position for me at UIndy, but the opportunity to be with Stan and be with Spru and to get to know Kevin and be at USI, you know, all of the factors when I sat down and lined it up, all leaned toward being at USI and the trust I had in Stan with what he does and how he coaches and his leadership qualities and abilities. I truly don't believe, you know, there's anybody better to learn from than him. So when the opportunity arose and I got that phone call, I had been waiting on it. You know, it took quite a while, but once I got it, I was excited. And you know, there might have been he made me sleep on it, but my decision was made once I got the phone call.
All right, just as far as just the responsibilities, but obviously being with you guys on the road, and you're kind of, I don't know, director of basketball operations as well as an assistant coach, because you're putting scouting reports together for opponents that we've seen on the road this year and at home. So just, you know, kind of the job description for John Aldridge with this basketball team.
Yeah, I think, you know, I guess director of basketball operations is a good title. You know, I'll wear any hat that Stan and the guys need me to do, but I do a lot of our travel, you know, from booking hotels and getting rooming lists, itineraries together. All of our scheduling in terms of, you know, hey, organizing practice when the court is open. You know, there's day-to-day stuff. There's bigger things. There's smaller things. But like you said, I am doing scouting reports as well. So, you know, you try to balance the mix of making sure that everything goes smooth on the road from, you know, breakfast to dinner every day and the bus is on time to leave for practice. Practice at the place that we're playing at is set up and ready to go. Balls are out, you know, bus is on time to pick us up, take us to dinner, and dinner's ready to go. It kind of never ends on the road, but I love it, you know, and part of it is you got to love the people that you're working for, so, you know, it never seems like you're actually working. But that's kind of jobs on the road, and there is recruiting in there. You know, I'm on the road. It's been a different year this year, but a lot of recruiting. We kind of broke up states, so, you know, I'm the guy who's always, I have no kids or wife or anything, so I'm always a guy volunteering to go the long distance, go the long routes, do the recruiting. So there's many hats. You know, I just do whatever the guys need, and honestly, it keeps it fresh for me. It keeps it new and exciting, and really, you know, I want to learn as much as I can. So whatever the guys give me, I embrace and try to make sure I get it done.
Well, obviously, this transfer portal, John, I mean, you guys are probably looking at that multiple times every day, but you know, you bring up a good point about recruiting. So I know for Coach Girard, there are probably no boundaries, but as you look at this next year and, you know, who decides to come back as far as the seniors that would be eligible to play another year, but you're already looking certainly at that. You've got a young man from Downers Grove coming next year. A young man from right here in Southwest Indiana, you know, announcing last week that, you know, he wants to be a part of the USI program. What do you see as the biggest needs for this team for the 21-22 season?
You know, that's a great question. I think we've done a good job of getting kind of a bunch of Swiss Army knives, you know, a couple guys who are really good at certain things. But I think if we can expand our guard depth a little bit, depending on who comes back and what we have. But I think for us, it's you know, we need to get the best of the best. And that's nothing that's changed from any program that Stan or Spru or Kevin or myself have been at. It's always been trying to get the best player that's out there. But it has to be the best fit at the same time. And so recruiting has been weird. I mean, it's just been different. You know, it's a lot of watching games online and, you know, those qualities of those streams are very, very, hit or miss, but it's been interesting. You know, we need to get, I would say, probably three or four, if we can, max, more on our radar and hopefully sign maybe two to three more. But like you said, you know, the transfer portal will certainly fire up here in a couple weeks as team seasons start ending. So I think in our realm of high school guys, we've done a great job so far. Let's kind of see what we can get in the transfer portal as that starts to ramp up even more.
So for a program like USI, John, I mean, obviously you've got a couple of high school kids coming in, the junior college route, the transfer portals. Do you have what you kind of need, do you think, next year for high school kids that are going to be graduating? Is it now more looking at the junior college kids or the kids that are at a program right now where you're hearing that, okay, you know, they're not really happy and they're probably looking to go play somewhere else next year?
I would say moving forward, it's getting to the transfer portal time. It's getting to the junior college time. You know, the junior colleges, they get their year back as well. So, you know, a lot of those kids who we've been in contact with and coaches we're contacting, they, you know, it's all kind of hit or miss on what those kids want to do. But really, we've been doing a great job of, you know, we've cast a wide net. And what I mean by that is geographically, you know, we're hitting all the way. I mean, you name the state, I guarantee you, someone on our staff has called a coach out there or called a player out there, and we're just feeling out the right fit and who's looking to go somewhere else. And it's all about the relationship. You know, being a Division II program, a kid may not want to hear from us at a junior college very early, but we know, right, he's the best fit for us. So it's just continually contacting that kid and letting him know, hey, man, you know, you got a coaching staff that wants you. We want you to chase your dream. If Duke calls tomorrow, I'm going to be wearing a Duke jersey the first game you play because, you know, I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you. But we've been hitting those JUCOs. We've been really doing our groundwork early. And I think that area now at the end of the year is going to start ramping up. High school, I think we've done a great job. There's still, you know, some people out there we're looking at. But we're definitely transitioning into that transfer market, the junior college market, trying to find some guys, you know, like Jelani Simmons, who could be possibly an instant impact player or someone who's going to make our depth extremely deeper and harder to guard moving forward.
All right, John, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much for stepping on deck tonight and being part of the show. Really appreciate that. It's been a pleasure to get to know you guys a little bit this year on the road, and just hope and pray that this team can get back on the court here in the next couple of days, practice, and then get ready for the GLVC tournament next week.
Yes, Dan. I appreciate you having me, man. Anytime.
All right, thank you. That's John Aldridge joining us here. Monday edition of Stan Gerard and Basketball, John Spruance. So we hope that you enjoyed the chance to get to know these guys. Again, I know the fans out at USI, they text me every Monday, hey, we're doing the show. And it's like, you know, well, yeah, we're going to do it. But then tonight we had to do a virtual show. So hopefully we'll get back out next week or the week after. And again, with regard to the GLVC, talking to John Marcall earlier today, it appears that the pairings for the GLVC tournament will not be released until next Monday. Normally, the pairings are announced on Saturday night following the end of the regular season. But this year, what they're going to do is they're going to wait until Monday of next week to announce the pairings, because all of these teams will get tested on Monday. And, you know, again, you just hate to think of, okay, one of the top eight teams, if they go in and get tested on Monday and there's a couple of positive cases, well, then that team is out. And do they bring somebody else in to fill the eight-team field? Or do you get a team that cannot no longer play, and does their opponent just get an automatic bid or berth into the semifinals? So those are some things that have to be worked out. But again, we won't know the pairings for the GLVC tournament. The Eagles will certainly be in it. It's just at this point whether they'll be home or away, and there's a pretty good chance right now they'll be one of the top four teams. Right now they sit in third place for the point standings, that they will have a home game next week, but they will be in the GLVC tournament. But again, the pairings will not be out until next Monday, so we'll have those for you next week when we get to Stan Gerard on Basketball. Special thanks to John Spruance and John Aldridge for joining us tonight. We'll do it again next week at 7 o'clock. For Corey Clayton back at the studios, this has been Stan Gerard on Basketball on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You've been listening to Stan Gerard on Basketball here on ESPN 97.7 The Ref. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Taroni's, Allstott Office City, by Bentera Bank, and by Martin Woodruff State Farm Insurance Agency. Be listening each Monday night throughout the season for Stan Gerard on Basketball. Tonight's show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and ESPN 97.7 The Ref, always the right call.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN.